Hi, I'm Kohei Tokunaga from NTT Corporation. I'm a reviewer of Contenedy and a committer of Nado CTL. Today, I'll talk about Nado CTL's recent image distribution feature, which is P2P image distribution on IPFS. This is a summary of this talk. Nado CTL experimentally added support of P2P image distribution on IPFS. This provides an easy and simple UI and UX for P2P image distribution. Nado CTL also provides a way to get images from IPFS for IPFS agnostic tools like Kubernetes. Nado CTL shows fast image distribution from bandwidth limited theater. The OCI image configured for IPFS is still OCI compatible, so existing container distribution techniques can still be used. In this talk, we will briefly look at lazy pulling of installed unit and image encryption by OCIcrypt. Firstly, let's take a look at some problems in the current image distribution. One of the problems is that pulling image is known as one of the time-consuming steps in the container lifecycle. According to a research, pulling packages accounts for 76% of container start time. Under limited bandwidth situation, image distribution can be slower. The second one is that image can't be shared if no access to the registry, because image distribution depends on the centralized registry. This can be occur under registry outage, rate limited situation, and in the environment without access to the internet. For solving this issue, Nado CTL recently provides another way of image distribution. Nado CTL version 0.14 added an experimental support of P2P image distribution on IPFS. Using this, images can be shared in P2P manner without relying on the centralized registry. This is natively integrated to runtime CLI, so P2P image distribution is possible with simple UI and UX. As discussed later, Nado CTL shows fast image distribution from bandwidth limited theater. As shown in the figure, registry-based image distribution requires a centralized registry for image distribution. But IPFS-based image distribution allows Nado CTL nodes directly sharing images in a P2P manner. So what is Nado CTL? Nado CTL is a Docker-compatible CLI of Contenedy, developed as a sub-project of Contenedy. This has the same UI UX as Docker, but supports cutting-edge features including rootless, lazy pulling, image encryption, P2P image distribution, and container image signing. This has been adapted by Lima and Rancher Desktop, which are the container management tools for desktop environment. IPFS is P2P and content addressable data sharing protocol. Each peer on the IPFS network can share data without central server. Contents are addressed by CID, which is an identifier based on the content hash. This makes IPFS content addressable. Based on IPFS, Nado CTL allows to distribute container images. So how can we configure the container image to distribute it on IPFS? In community, there is a standard of container image format. This is called OCI image specification. Standard compliant images are called OCI images. OCI standard image supports arbitrary URLs as the data source, including IPFS. Each component in OCI image has URLs property, which records the source URL of that data. We leverage this property for storing OCI image components to IPFS. We store CID of each component to URLs field. By this configuration, we can construct a DAG of CIDs. An image is referenced by the CID of the topmost item in the DAG. Container runtimes can acquire arbitrary component of an OCI image from IPFS by following this DAG from the topmost CID. From this slide, let's take a look at the UI Nado CTL provides for image distribution on IPFS. Nado CTL push command supports IPFS :// prefix for an arbitrary image name. This pushes the specified image to IPFS instead of the registry. This automatically configures the OCI image for IPFS as shown in the previous slide. To pull that image from IPFS, nudgctl pull and nudgctl run subcommands support CID as the argument. When IPFS:\CID reference is specified, nudgctl gets the image from IPFS instead of the registry. You can build an image based on the images on IPFS. In Dockerfile, localhost:\5050/IPFS/CID reference can be specified as the base image. During the build, nudgctl build command acquires the base images from IPFS. Note that IPFS:\CID reference is not supported in Dockerfile as of now. This is one of the future works. The result image can be pushed to IPFS again using nudgctl push command. Nudgctl also enables IPFS agnostic tools to interact with IPFS through nudgctl IPFS registry subcommand. This provides a read-only localhost registry backed by IPFS, so IPFS agnostic tools like Kubernetes can pull images from IPFS. As shown in the figure, nudgctl IPFS registry provides registry API to other tools via localhost. Registry API calls are converted to IPFS operations. Thus, these tools can pull continuous images from IPFS. Leveraging nudgctl, there is an example configuration of Kubernetes to enable node-to-node image sharing. As shown in the figure, this configuration constructs a private IPFS network on Kubernetes by running IPFS daemon and nudgctl as daemon set on each node. Read-only registry API is provided to CRI runtime on the node. You can distribute an image to Kubernetes by connecting a CIDR node to this IPFS network and executing nudgctl push command on it. Images are distributed to Kubernetes nodes via IPFS, and nodes on Kubernetes share the image each other via IPFS. Let's take a look at the performance of IPFS-based image distribution on Kubernetes. We measured it on training nodes Kubernetes cluster with a CIDR and a registry. We measured the time to take to distribute images under several bandwidth situations and compared it among registry-based distribution and IPFS-based distribution with nudgctl. This is a result of the measurement. Three bandwidth situations are listed here: 478 megabits per sec, 955 megabits per sec, and 3.82 gigabits per sec. Each graph shows the time to take to distribute 1 to 20 images in parallel. The green shows registry-based image distribution, and the blue shows IPFS-based image distribution using nudgctl. Lower is better, so faster image distribution. According to the result, on lower bandwidths with many images, like 478 megabits per sec and 955 megabits per sec, IPFS distributes images faster than registry. On the other hand, higher bandwidth or with small number of images, IPFS can be slower than registry. We will work on further investigation and mitigation for this as a future work. The OCI image configured for IPFS is still OCI compatible, so existing continuous distribution techniques can be used. From this slide, let's take a look at how IPFS-based image distribution can be combined with these existing image distribution techniques. Lazy pulling is a technique of image pulling for faster container cold start. This allows a container to start up without waiting for the entire image content being locally available. Instead, necessary chunks of the image are downloaded from the registry on demand. InstarGZ is an OCI compatible image format for lazy pulling. This is OCI compatible, so runtimes can perform lazy pulling from standard registries. StarGZ Snapshotter is a plugin of Continuity for lazy pulling. The figure shows the time to take to start up a container was pulling the image from JHCR.io. Legacy shows a non-lazy pulling, so the startup time takes accordingly. E30 did no opt and E30 did it, show the time to take to startup of E30 did images with lazy pulling. Container startup faster than legacy images. For more details about InstallGIS and lazy pulling, please refer to the link to talk. InstallGIS can be stored to IPFS. StarGIS Snapshotter, which is a plugin of Continuity for lazy pulling, supports lazy pulling of InstallGIS from IPFS. In this configuration, StarGIS Snapshotter mounts an InstallGIS image from IPFS to the container's rootFS. Container can start up without waiting for the entire image contents are downloaded to the node. Instead, necessary chunks of the image are fetched from IPFS on demand by StarGIS Snapshotter. Thus, you can expect faster cold start. Another image distribution technique we focus here is image encryption by OSEcrypt. As shown in this figure, NodeCTL supports encrypting image layers through NodeCTL image encrypt subcommand. The encrypted image can be pushed to the registry. It also supports pulling the encrypted image from the registry and running it. The encrypted image can be decrypted using NodeCTL image decrypt subcommand. Encrypted image can be pushed to IPFS. As shown in the figure, you can still use NodeCTL image encrypt and NodeCTL image decrypt subcommands for encryption and decryption. NodeCTL push command automatically applies IPFS specific configuration to that image and adds that image to IPFS. Receiver node can get this encrypted image from IPFS using NodeCTL pull command. This image can be decrypted using NodeCTL image decrypt command. NodeCTL's IPFS support is still experimental and we have several future works to be done. First one is performance improvement. As mentioned in the section of the benchmark result, IPFS image distribution with NodeCTL can be slower than the registry under high bandwidth network or with smaller number of images. We need to work on the further investigation and mitigation. Second one is the image reference format. NodeCTL supports IPFS /CID in run and pull subcommands, but other tools like Kubernetes doesn't support it. CID reproducibility also needs to be improved. NodeCTL produces different CIDs for different configurations of IPFS, for example, chunk sizes. We should fix this behavior to make the CID reproducible. This hopefully leads to better content deduplication. Data availability is another thing to be fixed. On IPFS, a content can be disappeared when no node caches that content. Maybe we can use pinning services for solving this, but needs more investigation. Around IPFS-based image distribution, there are also several other projects taking other approaches. IPCS is a Continuity's plugin for image distribution on IPFS. This is proposed by Edgar Lee from Netflix. It aims to data deduplication, but the image format isn't compatible to OCR standards. So IPFS agnostic runtimes cannot understand that image format. IPDL is a Docker registry implementation backed by IPFS. This is proposed by Miguel Mota. Different from NodeCTL, this is not natively integrated to container runtime, so it requires an additional dedicated CLI. We choose to native integration with NodeCTL, aiming at simple UI and UX. As of now, lazy pulling isn't supported. EdgePyre is IPFS-based image distribution on Kubernetes, aiming at edge computing use case. This is proposed by Soren Becker et al. IPDR is used for image distribution. This achieves fast image distribution under bandwidth-restricted environment, but there doesn't seem OSS implementation as of now. Finally, this is a summary of this talk. NodeCTL experimentally added support of P2P image distribution on IPFS. This provides a simple UI UX for P2P image distribution. NanoCTL also provides a way to get images from IPFS for IPFS agnostic tools like Kubernetes. NanoCTL shows fast image distribution from bandwidth restricted CIDR. The OCI image configured for IPFS is still OCI compatible, so existing container distribution techniques can still be used. In this talk, we briefly looked at lazy pulling of EtherDigit and image encryption by OCIcrypt. Finally, huge thanks to Akihiro Suda from NTT and NanoCTL community for the discussion around this feature. That's all, thanks.
To have the nodes talk directly to each other. There are a couple of questions I see here. One of the questions is if it's possible to use IPFS URLs directly in the deployment in the pod spec, does that work?
Currently, IPFS URL, as I mentioned in the talk, we can use IPFS for Kubernetes using NanoCTL IPFS registry subcommand, but currently IPFS URL isn't supported by Kubernetes natively. So you need to use something like a localhost 5050 IPFS CID styled reference instead. In the future, I expect Kubernetes will natively support IPFS URL.
Okay, thank you. And the other questions I'm seeing is, is it necessary to keep the NerdCTL push running until the other side of the transaction has downloaded the image?
Currently, no. NerdCTL push IPFS process exits after it puts the image contents to the local IPFS storage, if you use lazy pulling by of EtherDigit with IPFS, you don't need to wait for the when you pulling the image, you don't need to the completion of download.
Okay. And there's another question about star GC and what do you think about Z standard chunked compared to E-star GC?
Have you seen this question? Which question? About EtherDigit? Yeah, EtherDigit is an image format for lazy pulling, and you need to use that. You need to convert an image into EtherDigit. But as I posted to the chat box, you can use a variety of tools, including NanoCTL, to convert an image into EtherDigit. So try it.